3 weeks after he went to the hospital, a former Russian spy is dead. Alexander Litvinenko suffered a fatal heart attack yesterday. British health officials have just concluded a news conference where they said that Litvinenko was poisoned by radiation.
So this large quantity of alpha radiation had been detected in the urine of Mr. Litvinenko. The links between Mr. Litvinenko's symptoms and this alpha radiation exposure is a matter for the police, and I cannot comment further on this.
That's a British official today. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us now from London. So, Rob, they're still not exactly saying what they think killed this man, but what are the suspicions?
Well, the suspicions, obviously, Steve, are that this high dose of radiation did kill him. But as you say, these officials from the Health Protection Agency of Great Britain are saying that they are not the coroner. They are not saying exactly why he died, but that they have found this high level of radiation of something called polonium-210, which is a radioactive isotope, has been discovered in a urine sample of Mr. Litvinenko. It'll be for the coroner to decide if that's what killed him, but clearly this is what is concerning them, and they're also concerned that there could be that this could have got into other people's food, for instance in the restaurant where Mr. Litvinenko dined.
And this adds even more suspicion to the idea, or even more credence to the idea, that his death may not have been an accident. But why would someone want to poison him?
Well, Alexander Litvinenko was a real thorn in the side of the Kremlin, certainly, although the Kremlin has denied any involvement. He was something of a crusader against all sorts of Russian government policies. Specifically, recently, he had been investigating the murder in Moscow of a journalist called Anna Politkovskaya, who was very critical of Russian government policy, especially in Chechnya. So he had spoken out on many issues. He had defected to Great Britain. He had just received his British citizenship. And it's known that the Kremlin didn't like him.
Litvinenko didn't seem to have any doubt that he was poisoned.
Absolutely. And there are many dissidents here in Britain who said exactly the same. They say this shows traces of the old KGB, who Litvinenko actually used to belong to in the late 80s and its successor in the 1990s. And so I think there's a lot of dissidents here in London, around Western Europe, who are being pretty cautious at the moment.
Including some who've made a statement, as I understand, that you have there.
That's right. Alex Goldfarb, the friend of Mr. Litvinenko, stepped outside the hospital this morning, and he read out a statement that was dictated to him by Litvinenko just before he died.
You may succeed in silencing one man, but the howl of protest from around the world will reverberate, Mr. Putin, in your ears for the rest of your life. May God forgive you.
So that's a statement directed there, Rob Gifford, at Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. Where is a public occasion where Putin might actually be confronted with these accusations?
Well, Vladimir Putin is today in Helsinki, the capital of Finland, and he's meeting European Union leaders. They're talking about energy issues and trade issues, but he's talked to reporters there. He has denied any involvement. He said there's no ground for any speculation of this kind, and he used a rather strange term. He said there's no signs of a violent death. So he said he felt fully justified in denying any responsibility for the death of Alexander Litvinenko.
Maybe it depends on what the definition of violent is. Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Rob Gifford in London. This is NPR News.